So it was a campaign issue, and it's going to be a more important issue going forward in the Obama administration. What to do with Guantanamo Bay, the place where the Bush administration detained alleged terrorists following the September 11th attacks. What's going to happen to Guantanamo Bay? Here's President Obama.
I have said repeatedly that I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that.
And here's Kansas Republican Senator Sam Brownback in a news conference talking about what the intention of the Obama administration might actually be.
It is not supported by the American public and will not change the world's opinion of us one iota by substituting the name Leavenworth for the name Guantanamo.
So you can close Guantanamo, but what do you do to the people who are actually there being detained? According to unnamed officials, the administration is toying with an idea of trying the 220 or so prisoners left at Gitmo in courtrooms in the continental United States, which raises the question, where will they be detained? Not in the nation's capital, not in New York. Instead, how's the Midwest sound for a trial there? Kansas Republican Senator Sam Brownback suggests Leavenworth, Kansas, is one of a few places the White House is reportedly looking into. Joining us now is Shea Baker, mayor of Leavenworth, Kansas, en route to Topeka, Kansas. Good morning, Shea.
Good morning.
Now, Mayor, is this a controversial decision in your neck of the woods?
It certainly is. We are not interested in having these detainees at Fort Leavenworth.
Although you deal with all kinds of dangerous people at Fort Leavenworth, what would make these any different?
Well, obviously, these people, probably the main concern that we have are necessarily these alleged terrorists. It is the allies and the followers of these detainees that we're really nervous about. We have no problem keeping prisoners in. We do it very well at both the U.S. Penitentiary and at the disciplinary barracks. Our concern is that the followers of these detainees would come into our community and attempt a terrorist attack. They've strapped bombs to themselves and are known to want to cause chaos and make a statement, and we don't want them to make that statement in our community.
All right, Shea Baker, mayor of Leavenworth, Kansas, stay with us. Joining us now, Paul Pichet, a guard at the Standish Correctional Facility in Omer, Michigan. Paul, how does the presence of these kinds of detainees, and again, it's an open question as to what kind of a threat these Guantanamo detainees are. Some have been actually adjudicated to be completely innocent and should be released, but in general, how great of a security risk is it to bring these kinds of detainees into a domestic prison?
Well, good morning. The prisoners at Guantanamo Bay are extremely dangerous. They could be easily housed here in the United States with some modifications to, like, Standish Correctional Facility. Everybody has got the same problem and worries about the detainees and their family, people that would like to see them out of prison. You know, the thing is, the person with the bomb strapped to themselves could be here today, could have been here yesterday. We don't know. We can never predict the future.
But all right. Well, it sounds like you're worried about people strapping bombs to themselves. Jonathan Mahler, we welcome him back to the program. He's a writer for The New York Times Magazine, author of The Challenge, How a Maverick Navy Officer and a Young Law Professor Risked Their Careers to Defend the Constitution and Won. That book is out new in paperback. Jonathan Mahler, what is the issue here of suicide bombers at domestic American prisons if the Gitmo detainees were to move stateside?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's, I guess if you sort of look at this as an issue in a debate, there is sort of that side of the equation. There's the concern about security, which is a concern you're hearing from some of the local people. Though my understanding is that the people generally in Michigan are kind of welcoming this idea as a possible job creator. But on the other hand, there's also sort of the other issue, which is kind of the more sort of human rights issue and policy issue, which is that, there's a lot of concern out there about whether or not this really would qualify as closing Guantanamo, as President Obama has promised to do, because, in effect, all he'd really be doing is moving Guantanamo to the Midwest. So I think you sort of have two separate issues we're dealing with here.
That's exactly right, that some civil libertarians are asking, what difference does it make if these prisoners are, you know, in court in Guantanamo or in Kansas? Does it make a difference?
Yeah, you still have, I mean, essentially, the issue here is you know, what people have objected to, or among the many things, I guess you could say, people have objected to about Guantanamo is the idea that the prisoners could be simply sort of indefinitely detained there without trial and without you know, proper due process. And essentially, at least from what we can gather from the proposals that have been floated about building these you know, this new facility in the United States, or creating this new facility in the United States, that they would allow for a similar kind of indefinite detention. Now, the Obama administration has made it clear that there would be some sort of judicial review. There would be judges reviewing these decisions, et cetera. But the bottom line is we'd still be talking about, you know, kind of an unprecedented act, which is allowing the president to hold prisoners you know, without trial,
right,
without charges for what could be an indefinite period of time.
Well, there's the legal controversy from, yep, Jonathan Mahler, but Mayor Baker of Leavenworth, Kansas, I mean, is there precedent at Fort Leavenworth of holding trials inside the prison for certain very, very dangerous inmates?
Not that I'm aware of. One of our concerns was before the trials inside the prisons was part of the plan, was just that, transporting these prisoners to their trials and transporting them in general, because there is no, for example, there is no hospital at Fort Leavenworth. There is only a health care facility. So if there were any emergent health care needs or inpatient health care needs for these detainees, currently there is no facility for them, and they would be put into the general civilian population in a community hospital.
But Mayor, wouldn't the federal government have some responsibility to supply the security arrangements to make it appropriate in your view, and wouldn't you have some input into that?
I would certainly hope so. At this point in time, from our local government, the city of Leavenworth has received no information about what the federal government would be doing and what we would be responsible for from a city perspective, and what the expectations of our citizens could be. We've received absolutely no information.
So, Mayor Baker, have you contacted federal authorities to express your concerns, to try to, you know, get some information?
Well, we've been relying quite a bit on our congressional delegation, including Senator Roberts, Senator Brownback, and Congresswoman Jenkins. They have always supported our efforts in opposing the relocation, and we have very heavily relied on them to get our point across at a national level.
Yeah, and they certainly are making that point again and again. Paul Pichet, guard at the Standish Correctional Facility in Omer, Michigan. Paul, I mean, you mentioned earlier that there is a legitimate issue of suicide bombers coming to a place that suddenly is a symbol of terrorist detainees. Gitmo is certainly that symbol, but it's hard to reach. It's easier to reach the Standish Correctional Facility. But I suspect you've talked about security arrangements to prevent suicide bombers from getting into your facility before this, right?
Well, yes. I mean, what could happen in speculation today could have happened yesterday. It could happen tomorrow. We can't always predict the future. However, Standish is a very, we're close to the expressway. We've got a hospital. We can, with some modifications, we can keep these detainees that we don't want to let out. Very inexpensive. Standish, the facility itself, is made for Guantanamo Bay prisoners.
Well, we will see what the outcome is. The administration will determine, and hopefully there will be input from local people. Jonathan Mahler, a final word before we go in the last few seconds?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would just say that, you know, I would be less concerned about the security issue. I mean, I think, you know, we have facilities, and we can put facilities into place to house prisoners. The bigger issue for me is you know, that the president actually take real sort of concrete steps,
right,
to close Guantanamo and to deal with the problem of Guantanamo, which is to say, you know, give these people proper trials, adjudicate these cases, find places to resettle these people who are found to not be a danger.
Well, once there is a facility, then perhaps the legal issue will become less challenging. Jonathan Mahler, writer for the New York Times Magazine, author of The Challenge, How a Maverick Navy Officer and a Young Law Professor Risk Their Careers to Defend the Constitution and Won. Thanks also to Shea Baker, mayor of Leavenworth, Kansas, and Paul Pichet, a guard at the Standish Correctional Facility. Lots there.
I'm Amy Holmes. You're John Hockenberry.
Yes, indeed. And happy birthday, Barack Obama. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.